Amen. Praise the Lord. It's great to be in the house of the Lord tonight. If you have your Bibles, would you open up to Psalm 25? Psalm 25, verses 12 to 15. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. What man is he that feareth the Lord? We are to be those that fear the Lord. As believers, we are to be those that fear the Lord, those that have a reverence for God, a deep reverence for the Lord. There is a level of relationship reserved for those that fear the Lord. There is a level of friendship reserved for those that fear the Lord. There is a level of counsel, a level of instruction, a level of direction, a level of intimacy reserved for those that fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord sets the soul at ease. The fear of the Lord delivers us to great promise. It delivers to us great promise. The fear of the Lord keeps our feet out of the net. That's what the word says. The NLT reads, "Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land." The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of my enemies. What man is he that fears the Lord? You know, those that fear the Lord live a certain way. They live different. Those that truly fear the Lord, that have a deep reverence for God, a deep reverence for his word, a deep reverence for his principles, a deep reverence for his house, they live different. It's the proper way to live. For the believer, for a son, for a daughter of the Most High. Who is the man? What is the man that fears the Lord? You know, our lives are like arrows. Our lives are like arrows. What we aim our lives at matters. What we aim our living at matters. What I aim my life at matters a great deal. We're going to read out of the Message Bible. It says, "My question, what are God worshipers like? Your answer, arrows aimed at God's bullseye. They settle down in a promising place. Their kids inherit a prosperous farm. God friendship is for God worshipers. They are the ones he confides in. If I keep my eyes on God, I won't trip over my own feet." Incredible words. What man is he that feareth the Lord, or what are God worshipers like? And the answer is this: arrows aimed at God's bullseye. A life aimed at God's bullseye. an arrow aimed. Fear of the Lord aims our life, doesn't it? When we have a fear of the Lord, when that is inside of us, when we have a deep reverence for God, it aims our life. When we have a deep reverence for His Word, when we have a deep reverence for His commandments, His statutes, His principles, we could say His house tonight, what happens? It aims our life. Fear of the Lord determines the mark. Fear of the Lord takes everything we are and everything we have, and it positions it right that we might hit the target. See, if I lack the fear of the Lord, my life will be aimed at other things. My living will be aimed at other things, but if I possess, if I have a fear of the Lord, a deep reverence for God, my life will be aimed right. Romans 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The J.B. Phillips New Testament, everyone has sinned, everyone falls short of the beauty of God's plan. One of the images here behind this is the imagery of an archer. Only in Christ can we now hit the bullseye. We understand that it's by the grace of God and it's the mercy of God, that it's by the power of Christ that lives inside of us. It's because of the Holy Spirit that we can even live this life. When we come to the Lord, when we give our lives to the Lord, we know that He begins to work on us. And we need to work on ourselves. We need to sharpen our lives, allow the Lord to sharpen our lives that we might hit the mark and stick. We need to straighten our lives, allow the Lord to straighten our lives that we might travel straight and hit the mark. We got to get the bend out of us. We need the wings of the Holy Spirit on us to carry us to the target. Arrows aimed at God's bullseye. I ask tonight, is that what we are? If we look at our lives, what is it we are aimed at? If we would take stock of our own life, if we would look at our own life, what is it we are aimed at? If we look at our marriage, what is it we are aimed at? If we look at our parenting, what is it we are aimed at? If we look at our home, what is it the home is aimed at? The fear of the Lord aims us right. I am an arrow, and there are many targets in this life, but only one bullseye matters. So the question, what are God worshipers like? And the answer is arrows aimed really at God. There is a level of life reserved for those that fear the Lord. What results as we aim our lives at God? I want to just break this down tonight, this portion of Scripture that we've read. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Number one tonight. Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. You see, we want to be taught of God. If we're a true believer, that's got to be the cry of our heart. That we be taught of the Lord. Psalm 25, verse 12 in the NLT. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. Presented with a lot of options in life, many paths. We need the guidance of the Lord. We need the Lord to teach us, to show us the path we should choose. We need the Lord to show us the path, teach us the path Why? Because life is too short and life is too precious to be off taking wrong paths. And the truth is tonight, God has access into the lives of those that fear him. You say, well, God has access into everybody's life. Well, think about it for a moment. If we don't have a fear of the Lord, if we don't have a deep reverence, limited access. We can actually hold God off. We go on in life picking whatever path we feel is right. We can't afford to play that kind of game. We need the Lord to show us the exact path that we should choose. He will show them the path we should take concerning parenting. Well, you know, his path is the right path. Now, we can choose another path. It's not right. The path we should take concerning relationships, entertainments, church life, occupation. I mean, there are many paths, but God will show us the right path. He will show us the proper path. He will show us the fruitful path that we should choose. And if we come before the Lord, if we link up with God, we have this fear of the Lord inside of us. We have a holy reverence for God. He will show us. That's what the Word is promising. He'll show us the path we should choose. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Number two, his soul shall dwell at ease. The message reads, they settle down in a promising place. His soul shall dwell at ease, shall lodge in goodness, the margin reads. See, the Lord takes special care of those that fear him. We aim our lives at God, and it's almost unexplainable, yet it is absolute reality. We dwell at ease, settle down in a promising place. We lodge in goodness, we lodge in his goodness. God takes special care of those that fear him. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Number three, his seed shall inherit the earth. His seed shall inherit the earth. What a promise. The message reads, their kids inherit a prosperous farm. You know, the greatest thing we can do for our kids, for the next generation, for spiritual seed, the greatest thing we can do, aim our lives at God's bullseye. Be those that fear the Lord, be those that have a deep reverence for God. An unshakable reverence for God. An unbreakable reverence for God. What are God worshipers like? I mean, how do they live? What do they show their children? What do they sow into their children? What are God worshipers like? What are those that fear the Lord? What kind of a parent is it that fears the Lord? What do they show their children? What do they sow into their children? What kind of ethics and morals and commitments and priorities and passions? You might think we fear the Lord, but we could break this down tonight. Areas such as parenting. Do I fear the Lord? Do I have a deep reverence for God? Do I have a deep reverence for his house, for his standard, for his standards. His seed shall inherit the earth. I don't know about you, but I want my kids to inherit a prosperous farm. As a parent, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to live it. Psalm 127, verse 4, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Our kids are arrows, so I ask, how are we aiming them? At what are we aiming them? Parents, they're in your hands. Feel the weight of that. Because that's a good thing. It's no light matter. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Number 4, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The message reads, God friendship is for God worshipers. Listen to this. They are the ones he confides in. This is so beautiful. The secret of the Lord, that is his counsel, his company, it's that special intimacy. There is an extraordinary level of living reserved for those that fear the Lord. I want to share. It's an excerpt out of Matthew Henry's commentary. That God will admit them into the secret of communion with himself. The secret of the Lord is with those that fear him. They understand his word, for if any man do his will, he shall know of the doctrine whether it be of God. Those that receive the truth and the love of it and experience the power of it best understand the mystery of it. They know the meaning of his providence and what God is doing with them better than others. Shall I hide from Abraham the things that I do? Genesis 18:17. He called them not servants but friends as he called Abraham. They know by experience the blessings of the covenant and the pleasure of that fellowship which gracious souls have with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. This honor have all the saints. Listen to verse 14 in the Amplified. The secret of the sweet, satisfying companionship of the Lord have they who fear, revere, and worship him. And he will show them his covenant and reveal to them its deep inner meaning. That's powerful. Those that fear the Lord. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Final point tonight. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. We already read in the message, if I keep my eyes on God, I won't trip over my own feet. And it is so true. You see, life is different when our eyes are ever toward the Lord. Life is different when we keep our eyes on God. When our eyes wander, our feet find the net. When our eyes wander, we trip over our own feet. Verse 15 in the voice reads, perpetually my focus takes me to the eternal, because he will set me free from the traps laid for me. There are traps laid for each of us. We need to keep our eyes on God. It's our only hope. This is so crucial to victorious living. If we are continually finding feet in nets, traps laid for us, I ask tonight, how set are our eyes? Are they set on the Lord? Are we ever looking unto the Lord? If we're continually tripping over our own feet, how set are our eyes? Let's have the worship team return tonight. This is what it looks like. Psalm 25:12. What man is he that feareth the Lord? There's no life like this. A life with deep reverence for God. If you think of your life as an arrow tonight, how sharp is it? How straight is it? It's got the wings of the Holy Spirit attached to it. What's it aimed at? What's your life aimed at? We can't aim our lives at a lot of things. We could come to church all our life and have our life aimed wrong. We just become those that come because it's the thing we do. We might be here tonight and we've got a bend in us. Because we have a bend in us, we're not hitting God's bullseye. See, Proverbs 9, verse 10 declares, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." The message reads, skilled living gets its start in the fear of God. Insight into life from knowing the Holy God. Let's be challenged tonight. Let's be encouraged tonight. Let's be strengthened tonight. Let's aim our lives at God's bullseye. Let's keep our eyes on Him. Let's take all that we have, all that we are, and aim it at the Lord. For all our days, in every season, what are God worshipers like? Arrows aimed at God's bullseye. Wow. Let's stand tonight.